Keep the shear topical and like to place the shear around the minigal de Ramon, and then eventually we'll get to the question put on the notice, which that's if you do the minigal de Ramon wrong, if something goes wrong, so we'll leave that later on the shear, what happens if something went wrong. But we'd like to first concentrate on the Ramon's minig itself, and it's very interesting, there's quite a lot of halachas around the shtei halechem of the Ramon. So the reason why we eat milky food, challah, on Shavuos, many reasons. That's actually won't be all the reasons, because that's. But we'll focus on the Ramon's own reason. The Ramon's reason is nearly hatam shel kemosh hashnei tavshilim. He says, like on Pesach, we have a zecher for the two tavshilim. One have a zecher Pesach, a zecher chagiga. So we have a zroya and a bear to be a zecher of the carbonus that brought for Pesach. So on Shavuos we want to have a zecher of the carbon that's brought on Shavuos, which is the shtei alechem. The special carbon which is special to Shavuos is the shtei alechem, which is two loaves. So we want to do something which involves two loaves of bread. So the Ramon says for that we eat milchik suda, which involves milky and meaty, milky and fleshy as well. And thereby we get two loaves. Now, what that means is, because, I mean, in theory, a suda can have 100 loaves, right? That's not two loaves, that's still one loaf. Because it doesn't make a difference how many bulkers you've got on your table. In principle, it's just more and more lechem. What we need to do is we need to make two lechamim, with each one's got their own separate din. If one lechem's got one din, and the other lechem's got another din, then we've achieved a zecher of the two lechamim, zecher shtei lechem. That's the Ramon's reason. Mm. And some people actually do that. I personally only have milk, some people only have fleshy. But there are many people who follow the Ramon, and they have a suda which begins with milchig, and it continues with fleshy. And for that, you need two lechamim. And thereby, you achieve the zikara and the zecher of a shtei lechamim. So that's the minig of Shavuos. And what that entails, so the first thing to work out, I went through Mishnah Berurah and I saw that about four, five, six perhaps little discussions we could have. I'll see how many get through, because I want to finish off the shiur with if you use the wrong oven for the wrong thing, so that we'd like to make a short summary on that as well. But so the first discussion is going to be, the first thing is that the basis of the minig is the fact that there's an issa to eat. It is basuchal. Of course, there's a drastic issa to eat basuchal together. Midrabbanon, there's our chashoshes and our chokas. That means you've got to wait between milk and meat, and you, well, all around meat and milk. But you also mustn't have them two. The same bread mustn't be used for milking and for fleshing because. Because what? So this halacha in Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, the halacha is that the shiurei lechem. Say somebody has a gvino suda, he's having cheesy items, and he cuts off off his loaf a number of pieces of bread, and then some of them are left over, and then he's finished he's finished eating his cheese. Can he use those breads and say, can I eat my flesh, use it with my flesh.
Left on the table.
Those that are left on the table. So the Shulchan Aruch says any lechem which was used with the gvina, becomes, we treat it as though it's milchig. We don't know for sure, but we're choshish, either little bits of the gvina stuck to it, or some of the shamnunis, some of the residue of the shamlunis of the gvina, like the oiliness, the juice of the gvina has gone into the bread. So we assume the bread is milky, in which case we mustn't use it. So chashash midrabon, they said don't use any bread at all with your next part, which is going to be meaty.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. Of course, both ways. Yes, absolutely. Both ways round. We mustn't use the same bread. Which, of course, the gay on Shabbos, any bread left over, you want to have milk and shalt shudders, don't use that same bread. Now, strictly speaking, it's the me'ikradin. Me'ikradin, it's the bread which was actually used with the gvino. That means the pieces that you cut, definitely the pieces that you actually used with the cheese. Even the pieces that you cut for the gvino, you can't be sure if it didn't get touched, because since you're not focusing on the ones, on the, anything that you cut for the milky meal, that's that you have to treat as milky. Mikra din, let's say the half of the loaf which was uncut, which didn't get involved in the milky, even as on the table, mikra din, you could use it with miti. There is a nice extra chumra which you could anything on the table you don't use again. Anything on the table you don't use again. So that's an extra, it's not mikra din, but we try to avoid anything on the table. I saw somebody say if a house like with little children flying around and the fingers go anywhere, you can't know for sure. It might be more than just a chumra, it might be mikra din as well. That anything that's on the table. But that's how I think people do that. Anything that's on the table, it's on the chalabod, you can clear, is that called on the table or not, if it hasn't been taken off. But that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that anything that was milky stays milky and we don't want to mix it with meat. And therefore, the mimic of the Ramah is based on this halacha, since you're going to use the first lechem with, it doesn't mean strictly two separate loaves. It means it could either have one loaf of two halves, but one half is milky and the other half is meaty. So we're looking for like Londisher in conceptual that we've got two distinct breads. So one bread has a din milky and one bread has a din meaty, and thereby you've achieved the zeicher. That's what we're looking to get a zeicher. So therefore, since there's an issa midrabanon, any bread which is used with meat, with milk, cannot be used for milky. So thereby, this bread became milky. It's no good for the meaty. Then you need a new block of bread or a loaf of bread, whatever it might be, and then you got your zeicher. So that's the main din. And then the Magen Avraham adds, and you'll see actually the Ramah himself seems to have had that. The Ramah, to upgrade the minhag, it's actually you bake a lechem with chema. It's an upgrade. So actually, that's what we're going to get to this show, to the shadow at the end. If you break that lechem with chemo in your fleischige oven, then you're going to get into big trouble. That's hopefully soon. But so that's an upgrade. Why is it an upgrade? If you actually bake milky bread, why is it an upgrade? Because that is not just a chashash. That's not just a chashash. It might be milky. That's absolutely milky. And there's no way to vadai, the makram, that's vadai. You cannot use that bread together with your meat. That's so there you really define the two breads are totally two different breads. One is absolutely milky, vadai, for sure, it's a bit of meat and milky. And then you have to start a brand new bread. So that's a minute which the Magen Avraham says, v'nagu, to bake it with chema. But that opens up a whole new question. Now what that is, are you allowed to bake bread milky in the first place? And that's a different halacha from Shulchan Aruch, where we're not allowed to actually make, we're meant to only bake parva bread. You're not meant to bake either meaty bread or milky bread. Both are not good. Because, again, because Chazal were concerned that you might end up using it the wrong way, you'll know the difference. So there's two solutions to be able to bake milky or meaty bread. One of them is if you make a simon. If you make a mark on the bread. Now, what's called a simon? Now, don't do that shit. There's plenty of detail about that.
Don't put M, because you don't know which one it is.
A mem will do. Is a mem good enough? Now, why haven't you put a mem in one corner of the bread, and then you've eaten up already? So, not so posh. So, you should make sure your simon stays all the way through. Don't eat up the simon. But the simon does have to be very important, actually. The simon does have to be in the baked into the bread itself. It's no good to add the simon afterwards.
Or the shape of the bread, no?
Or the shape, you can make a different shape, yes? Shape. Sure. Shape, yeah. you remember, you probably in the bakeries, but a different,
so kind of, that would be
right, of course. So the shape or a writing of some letters or some marking, or you can actually attach some gvina, bake it with the, like you can see clearly, as a, you know, cheese, or it's called Danish, you know, you can't miss the cheese, but whatever it is, as long as it's clear that it's milky, that's okay, that all goes under simmer. You can't do it afters. If you do it afters, it won't help. Interesting. Pashtas won't help. Most Paschim seem to say if you add it after, it don't help, because Rebbe Kim also. Chazal made an issa, not just you mustn't bake milky bread, if you do, you can't, not just you can't eat it with meat, you actually can't eat it on its own either. It's Chazal said we don't want such bread around. Get rid of it. It mustn't be, it's osa. You must not eat it, because you may forget, because it hasn't got simmon. So if this bread is osa, not just with the opposite, with the meat or the opposite, you actually, it's osa lachud. Even on its own, you must eat it. And therefore, the many Paschim hold that if you baked it without a simmon, if you add simmon afterwards, you can't rectify it, because it already was chal, it is the chazal, and you must, it's too bad. They say that there's a second solution if you bake a small amount. If you bake a small amount, we'll discuss that in a second, what that means, a small amount is also a solution, but the same idea the Paschim say, it doesn't help to bake a large amount and then divide it up into small amounts. That's not going to help you, because once it was chal v'issa, you cannot rectify it. All the Paschim, but the general consensus of the Paschim is that it should the simmon, and the Dovah has to be in the Lishan and the Afiyah itself. So that's Negeah to Simon, but Negeah to Dovah Mu'at, that's Negeah for the Shavuos Minhag. For the Dovah Mu'at, it's interesting, the Ramon in Yerideah, I'm coming from Khan, but the Ramon in Yerideah, his example of Dovah Mu'at is the Shavuos bread. Interesting. That means the Maghreb Ram in Arachayim says the Minhag was to make a milky bread, and the Ramon in Yerideah actually says that bread that the minig was to make it, so it's not just minig came from the Ramon side, the Ramon also had that minig, that to bake a milky bread, and the Ramon says that goes under Dovah Mu'at. That goes under Dovah Mu'at. Dovah Mu'at is a zoy. So Dovah Mu'at, if it's a small amount, then it's going to get eaten up straight away, so then there's no chashash. We're worried to leave it, people forget that it's baked milky, well, that mustn't be left over, but to eat it straight away, that is absolutely fine. As long as a Dovah Mu'at. What's called Dovah Mu'at? Again, that's also a discussion. The Mechaber holds a Dovah Mu'at only literally for one Achila Achas, which means Pashas, one Suda. Literally enough for one Suda, that's what the Mechaber holds. The Ramah is a bit more makel, it's not a Ramah in your day itself in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Teres Chatas, that's probably the Rambam brings it, that the Ramah says if you it's a day's worth. A day's worth. A day, that means more than a day you'll forget. On the day you baked it, milk, you'll remember, you can eat it for that day. Okay? It's very negair, because the second example of the Ramon there is there seems to be a minute to make flash bread. There's a minute to make flash bread for Shabbos. I don't know if anyone has that minute. But there's a minute to make flash bread for Shabbos.
Weekly
a minute. And that minute, again, so if you'd be in Mechaber, it'd only be one Suda. But going to Ramon, you could extend it to a day. What's called a day doesn't mean till you go to sleep, or does it mean 24 hours? A bit unclear that. Hard to mivara that one. How far you could extend this Ramon, leyoni. But so that's the strict halacha. It's got to be Dovamur, it's got to be either literally mamash one Suda, or perhaps a day's worth of Sudas. Doesn't have to be for one person, if you've got a huge household. You've got 20 people eating the meal, that's fine. That's also called Dovah Mu'at. Dovah Mu'at for either the one Suda of the Mechaber or the day Suda of the Ramah. But that's okay, that still goes under Dovah Mu'at. That's the halacha. Now, I want to just be ma'ora a ha'ora for the people baking the Shavuos bread. Yungman told me he makes his, his lechem with chema. But I think most people probably do that. I can't imagine anyone does Erev Yontif. Okay, he does it in advance, what's in the freezer. So this, again, I'm not passing like an advance thereof, but I found a, what's, actually made it, I found a copy of this, something called Chamudi Daniel on the Paschim, and he learns into Rashi, and he counts out the Chumra that Leyoina means today, not just one day's worth of Suda, it's got to be today.
you can't bake for a few days' time. Even if it's not wood, even if it's to say you want to bake, it's just literally one bulka, but not for today, but another day. So Huzza said, if you understand Rashi, the whole point of Rashi is the idea is today you remember, ahead you don't remember. So he says,
unless you got a sim.
Unless you got a sim, of course, that's a sim would be the solution. But without a sim, you want to rely on the head of the wood, it's got to be eaten up today. Now, again, he said, does today mean before you go to bed, or does today mean within 24 hours? It could come down Zion. But it's got to be today. So, I have a problem here. Zech definitely this year, you can't break your bread on Shabbos.
Right.
So you're gonna have to break it ahead. So come to Chabad Nil, I think you're stuck. So you have to put a simon. So this is one time he does both. He does the mur and the simon. I think the simon is the solution, not the mur, because the kuntchamud again. I don't know all the passing grit of chamud is nil, but the kuntchamud is nil. Lechayra, you'd have to this year for sure. You'd have to put a simon on. And zikr, if you want to use the freezer, you'd have to do a simon. If you want to manage without a simon, you have to bake it like a normal year. Literally, every ounce of it. Again, today's day, could be done, but I'm not passing. But if somebody wants to manage without a simon, then they should ask a shayla, can they do it? Can they do it on the day? I want to address the shayla. So, that's part of the discussion. Just been again. What happens if you made this lechem chema? You got it wrong. You made this lechem chema and you got it wrong. You did it in a flash oven. Okay, you did it in a flash oven. It's lechem shel chema. So really, this wants the whole thing. I made a mistake. Even a chance. It wants literally a whole shear on its own. And in 3 minutes, I'll not do it justice. But I'll categorize the shayla. The first shayla is today oven fleishig or not. That's in itself a hot topic. It's a big discussion. Blias, which travel, let's say in a pot, that travels very straightforward through the. But in an oven, you need to use zeya. Zeya means the. Again, that's not so clear with condensation or the steam, whatever it might be. So in today's modern ovens, it's possibly very unclear. Do we have the chlal, what the Shulchan Aruch had zeya? So whether we have a flash oven in the first place is debatable. Assuming there is zeya, that means what zeya will do is, it'll make the oven flash in the first place. It'll put the blias into the oven, and then zeya the second time round will take the blias out of the oven. So it basically boils down to three levels of oven, three levels of flashing. One level is that the oven is actually not clean, so then you've got real mamoshes of flashing. Let's say you cooked, meat then, some splatters or who knows on the walls. So then you have real mamoshes. Then you are in a lot of trouble, because then you probably shouldn't be baking even parava bread there at all. Certainly not milky bread. If you bake milky bread, you probably get it's the rice actually, and the bread will also be osbah no. If assuming zeya goes through, I'm not passing that, but if there's real mamoshes, you've got a real shayla osbah cholov, and even if it's parava, you've got, like we said, that the shayla, don mu, it'll be alright. If it's don rubber, and without a simon, then you could be in trouble, the bread itself becomes also even on its own. That's a oven which is dirty. The oven was
milchig,
you must use it, because you've got the Issa, so you're not allowed to make flashy bread. You're making flashy bread, you must make flashy bread. Unless you make a simon or davamut. So that definitely runs into that sugya. If it's clean, so then it's easier. If it's clean, it's also not easy. No. If it's clean, depends if it's ben yoimo or not ben yoimo. Again, ben yoimo means it's on the day, then the blias are real, not pogum, they're. And then on that, so mikra din, something called nut, but nut means there's no problem because it's not issa, it's coming, it's two stages of issa. So the bread itself, halachah nice, basically, according we pass the aramot, according to mechaba, it's a bit easier, according to mechaba, yeah, you still mustn't do it lechatchila. Don't use that oven if it's a ben yoimoy, because you're not allowed to be makalis lechatchila, you're not allowed to bake flashy bread, you're not allowed to use nut, but not lechatchila. Everyone agrees that. Even if it's clean, but it's ben yoimoy, not kashered, you mustn't bake bread fleishig. So you mustn't use this oven. Does the bread become osa or not? That will depend on the Ramadan Mechaba. Kun Mechaba, the bread won't be osa. Azich parva, milky, you'll be in trouble again, because then it's the basal chalav again. If it's milky bread, you'll be in trouble. If it's parva bread, you will be b'di'eved. Kun to Ramadan, you're still in trouble. Kun to Mechaba, you're not. And if it's clean and it's a day old, again, the chatzchili must not use maskil. That's what you kasha oven for. If it even is day old, you still can't use leftila. But if, but ever, the bread is baked, even as milk, the parah for sure, and even milk your bread, you will be, the bread will be mutter b'di ever, because the time is pogum, and it will be safe to use it.
Never the chatzchili, okay.
You must use the chatzchili, you mustn't use it before it's kashered. Because even pogum, we still, you're not allowed to the chatzchili use an oven, which is Even though it's pogum, you shouldn't use this oven. But ever the bread will be okay, even to use the milk because it didn't become fleshy. That's just to finish off one line of the Chok Yaakov just brings that somebody who keeps the minig of Rabban eats his bread, his milk and meat, he has two lechonim, he's got his two mappos and everything like that, and he'll be zeicher to two shulchanis. It's an interesting bracha. It comes from Shorkas and Shulchan means Gashmas and Ruchnis, he'll be zeicher to two shulchanis.